Minerbe par Nicolas de Staël. 1954 was a particularly full year in the life and work of Nicolas de Staël. It seemed full of possibilities, and yet his suicide followed barely 1 year later. His travels to Spain and Italy, his time in Morocco, and even his death on the ramparts of Antibes testify to Nicolas de Staël's fascination for southern light. His close friendship with René Char, who lived at Isle-sur-la-Sorgue, probably explains the painter's attraction for the hard land of Provence baked by the fierce sun. He felt an increasing desire to leave Paris and move his studio to the south. In November 1953, he bought a house in the Luberon at Minerbe, a small village near Gordes. Le Castellet is an old fortified manor house and impressively austere. De Staël had the rooms painted in bright colours and moved in with his family in December. The first canvases, produced in Provence, were exhibited in New York in February by the dealer Paul Rosenberg. The second exhibition in the United States confirmed his success. All the paintings were sold. His son Gustave was born in April. The choice of first name was no accident. De Staël revered Gustave Courbet, whom he placed at the head of his personal pantheon. So this seemed a happy time, full of promise, but his affair with Jeanne Mathieu, daughter of a rich local farmer, became increasingly important in his life. In June, his exhibition at the Dubourg Gallery was reviewed unfavourably by the Paris critics. Nicolas de Staël entered a period of self-doubt. The series of views of Minerbe, Briançon, and Grignan is unusual among the paintings he produced in 1954. Although they show signs of the fine technique which would mark his last period, these landscapes are worked in impasto and semi-impasto, like those he painted by the Seine in 1952. The cool colours subtly express the special ambiance of this area of Provence, far from the sea, where the sun bleaches the bright colours. De Staël shows how well he has absorbed the lessons of Courbet, who handled this light before him, far from the chrome yellows and azure blues of the coast, and evoking the bleached and dried earth. He turned towards realism after 1950, in the midst of the abstract movement, with ideas seemingly borrowed from Courbet. "I have no objection to anything that I see. I never paint before seeing. My sole aim is painting that is visible to everyone."